All right, some may say, prices may indeed rise, but so do wages and salaries, and therefore inflation causes no real problems on net. This misconception overlooks one of the most insidious and immoral effects of inflation. Its redistribution of wealth from the poor and middle class to the politically well-connected. The price increases that take place as a result of inflation do not occur all at once and to the same degree. Those who receive the new money first receive it before prices have yet risen. They enjoy a windfall. Meanwhile, as they spend the new money and the next wave of recipients spend it and so on, prices begin to rise throughout the economy well before the new money has trickled down to most people. The average person is now paying higher prices while still earning his old income, which has not yet been adjusted to account for the higher money supply. By the time the new money has made its way throughout the economy, average people have all this time been paying higher prices and only now can begin to break even. The enrichment of the politically well-connected, in other words, those who get the newly created money first, government contractors, big banks, and the like, comes at the direct expense of everyone else. These are known as the distribution effects, or Cantillon effects, of inflation, after economist Richard Cantillon. The average person is silently robbed through this invisible means and usually doesn't understand what exactly is happening to him. And almost no one in the political establishment has an incentive to tell him. I have already discussed health care, but it's important to understand that rising health care costs cannot be understood apart from the money question. With government so heavily involved in medicine, that is where so much of the new money is directed. Thus, health costs tend to rise faster than other costs because of the distribution effects of inflation. Wherever government spends its new money, that is where higher prices will be most immediate and evident. When the value of American savings is deliberately eroded through inflation, that is a tax, albeit a hidden one. I call it the inflation tax, a tax that is all the more insidious for being so underhanded. Most Americans have no idea what causes it or why their standard of living is going down. Meanwhile, government and its favored constituencies receive their ill-gotten loot. The racket is safe as long as no one figures out what is going on. Incidentally, wise Americans from our nation's past understood the damage that unbacked paper money could do to society's most vulnerable. The rise of prices that follows an expansion of paper money, wrote William Gouge, Andrew Jackson's Treasury advisor, does not affect all descriptions of labor and commodities, at the same time, to an equal degree. Wages appear to be among the last things that are raised. The working man finds all the articles he uses in his family rising in price, while the money rate of his own wages remains the same. Jackson himself warned that an inflationary monetary policy by means of spurious paper currency is always attended by a loss to the laboring classes. Likewise, Senator Daniel Webster maintained that of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been found more effectual than that which deludes them with paper money. Moreover, the inflation rate itself, which is tracked using the Consumer Price Index, CPI, tends to be measured in a misleading way. Ask the average American if he thinks prices are going up by only a few percent per year, as the official figures would have it. So-called core inflation figures do not include food or energy, prices for which have been rising rapidly. But there is another, more significant way in which these kinds of measurements of inflation are designed to obscure rather than reveal. Ludwig von Mises used to say that governments will always try to get people to focus on prices when thinking about inflation, but rising prices are a result of inflation, not inflation itself. Inflation is the increase in the money supply. If we understood inflation that way, we would instantly know how to cure it. Simply demand that the Federal Reserve cease increasing the money supply. By focusing our attention on prices instead, we are liable to misdiagnose the problem, and we are more apt to accept bogus government solutions, like wage and price controls, as in the 1970s.